All right, everyone, it's good to be here. We opened up 2 weeks ago. We played Cheney at Northeast High School right here in Philadelphia. It's a big game for us. We won 41-20. Excuse me. We won 41-20, and that was our first win over an NCAA opponent since 1959 because we just brought back football. This is our second year. We went 1-9 last year, beat a club team, George Mason. Last week was a disappointment. Losing to New Haven, they are bringing football back as well. This was their first year. This was their first game since 2003. Really did not play well offensively. The bright spot the first week, Kareem Dennis, senior quarterback. He started out 8 of 8 and leading us from behind against Cheney. He started last year, but was third on the depth chart for the Cheney game, but saw action as a result of some ineffectiveness. Well, it looked like he was just showing off his arm strength, and you know he was trying to force the ball downfield a little bit and put our defense in a tough spot. So the game got out of hand kind of quickly. It was 23-0 at halftime. But offensively, our bright spots were our running backs, Christopher Darby out of Pittsburgh. He's been tremendous so far, backing up Deontay Smith. The two of them are both slash type backs, and we feel like they can bring a lot to our offense. Defensively, Brandon McKelvey had a monster week last week. He recorded 15 tackles, 5 of them for loss, 2 sacks. He recovered a fumble. Our linebackers are definitely the strength of our team right now. Bruce Lee Sterrell is back from last year. He was the leading tackler. And McKelvey have really solidified our stops against the run. And we've also a wide receiver, Marcus Costin. He's a freshman out of Brooklyn. He's emerged as the deep third of late these last two games. Trey Thomas returns from last year. He was the leading receiver. The hope is that they can stretch the field a little bit and open up the running game for those two backs I mentioned earlier.